It's the waning days of summer vacation, and many children spend their final precious free days at a pool or a park. And in Detroit, that could include a ride down a celebrated slide. Ready, set, watch out! That's gotta hurt. These are people tumbling down the giant slide at Belle Isle Park in Detroit, an island on the border with Canada. The slide is one of those huge metal structures with a series of wavy ridges on the way down. You pay a dollar, grab a burlap sack, and let yourself go.
It's one of the major touchstones of kind of growing up in the city. If you grew up in the city, you went to Belle Isle. And if you went to Belle Isle, odds are you went down that slide at least a couple times.
That's Brendan Roney of the Detroit Historical Society. The original slide opened in 1968 and was part of a planned amusement park called Funland, which was supposed to have
not only the slide, but like mechanical rides, like a Ferris wheel and mini golf and a tilt-a-whirl and that kind of thing. But that year there was a big construction worker strike. So the only part of Funland that actually got built was the giant slide.
The strike, combined with some public disdain for overdeveloping the island park, prevented the rest of Funland from ever being built. The slide's been open for more than 50 years before the COVID-19 pandemic. It finally reopened last week and promptly closed again after just 4 hours. And while closed, it went viral. Detroiters recollected all their close calls on Belle Isle. Basketball legend Jalen Rose told TV station WXYZ in Detroit, he used to bounce down the slide.
Just so y'all know, that's how it was when I was growing up. Like, we used to be flying. We'd be like, whee! We thought that was normal.
Well, that's how you grow up to play small forward in the NBA. Detroit rapper G-Mac Cash released an ode to the metal structure.
This ain't the same giant slide we got on this chill. This new slide looking like they jumping off of a bill. This new slide, you gotta take a Tylenol to get on. If your kid's getting on your nerves, make them get on.
But as it turns out, this is not the same slide on which G-Mac Cash slid when he was a kid. Brendan Roney of the Detroit Historical Society explains.
So the original slide that folks of a certain age in Detroit fondly remember had a fiberglass yellow surface on it. It was also a little bit shorter. It was, I think, about 45 feet high. And after a couple decades of use around 2004, it was in need of repairs. And rather than fixing it up, they replaced it with a new one.
New slide is 15 feet taller. Had some maintenance before opening, little fresh grease, and...
All right, buddy, it's okay. Just get up and we'll deal with it.
Local authorities say many of the sliders just weren't riding the slide correctly. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources released a video to show the proper way to use the slide. Sit on the steel platform, fit your body into the burlap sack, and...
Hold on tight. Biggest thing, you just got to lean forward and stay leaning forward and hold on tight.
Well, easy for them to say. Park administrators said they're spraying water between rides to try to tamp down the speed. And that recalls a rumor that Brendan Roney of the Historical Society heard while growing up.
Everybody had a cousin or somebody who surfed down the slide standing up.
But that's strictly an urban myth. Sit, scooch, then slide. This is NPR News.
Chen Weiming makes art in the Mojave Desert.
These last 2 days, I bring my gun with me every day and patrol until dinner.
And he's on guard for Chinese saboteurs, an espionage ring at its unusual targets. Also, NASA aims for the moon again. The Methodist Church's painful divorce, and all the latest news, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.